Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry about the room.
I made that joke last week.
What?
I didn't hear that.
The week before. Samech Ted Omud Beis.
So the first time I've done it. The den was dark.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah. What Amud was it?
Samech Ted Omud Beis.
Go ahead, I'll find it.
Samach Ted Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom. Boy rubber. Kayen Umufar lechi bevat achat. So we're still talking about these cases of. In this case, it's not necessarily na'am merusa, but if you have a girl and her father, or a woman and her husband, and he says the following. Kayim, he says to her, kayim umufar lechi. And he says it in one shot. It's a contradictory statement. Right, so how do we view it? In other words, previously we had seen this thing, these kinds of like weird lashanot of kayam lechi, mufar lechi, veino kayam elai. So here he says, you know, almost shamor v'zochor v'dibur echod, kayam v'mufar. Right, he casts contradictory votes, like you put two ptakim in the envelope on election day. So what happens? Both are invalid. It's an invalid envelope. So here, how do we view this? So what's the Havamina? I mean, pretend for a second you haven't looked ahead and learned the Gemara, but stretch your imagination. What are the possibilities?
Well, one possibility is that because he said the Kayim, that he can't immediately say Mufar, he has to have all
Kodesh. So since the first word, since he's not actually a Kodesh Baruch Hu, able to say B'dibur Echad, and the first word that actually does come out of his mouth is Kayim, so then we say
that it was Kayim.
It was Kayim, and anything he says after that is irrelevant.
You can say it's Tov Kadei Dibur.
What?
You say Tov Kadei Dibur, he corrected himself.
So, the other is to say Kayim Amufar.
The Mufar is
Tofes because presumably, right? And that was the previous case we said, where the case, you know, he says one and there's, but here that's not the indication. It says Kayim v'mufar lechi. There's no indication that Kayim was a Freudian slip and he wants to erase it.
What was the phrasing of that?
Right. Once he is an indication that what it is that he really.
And here's just a confusion.
Here's no confusion.
No, I'm saying he seems to be confused about how to do it. Not that he's confused about what he wants. It's not like he switched it. He just didn't like necessarily know the proper way to do it. I guess. Like why else would he say that?
He doesn't know what his intention was.
Look at the Rashi. Kayim v'mufar lechi. He doesn't say kayim lechi loch. Umufar lechi. He says, Kayem umufar lechi. The lo amar lechi bein kayam lemufar. As if he had said, Kayem lechi. Mufar lechi. So then the first Havamina that Ben puts forth makes sense. He say first said, Kayem lechi. So. Anything he says subsequently should be irrelevant. Right. So kayim lechi kayim v'mufar lechi v'lo amar lechi ben kayim l'mufar mi amrin kevan d'lo amar kayim lechi umufarlechi, hava kamandamar, lo techol hakama ele imkein chala afera. Like the previous case.
Right? Let's take it back. The woman of the grower makes the nether, and the potter says, Kayim. Doesn't say Kayim. Does that mean that?
Presumably, what?
The question is if you need to say the word Lehi.
Right. In other words, is this like a specific formula, or is it just enough to indicate his intent?
Right.
If he says Kayim, or he says Hakama,
or
he says that's a great neder, Kol HaKavod Lach, all of those statements of assent should accomplish a Hakama. But here, because he says Kayem B'mufar Lechi, in other words, even though we do say the first horse out of the gate, you know, is the one that's Koveya, so here there's no first horse. There's one statement, Kayem B'mufar Lechi. Even though if the whole statement had just been Kayem,
two horses hitched together.
Right? So how do we look at it? In other words, if she makes a neder and he says, that's a great neder for anyone that wants to prove she's a gigantic moron. So if you look at the whole statement, what is the effect of his words?
Well, we effect, intent or effect?
Intent.
Because that's, I think that's two
intent.
Here.
What is the intent of?
That's not a good matter.
That it's not a good matter, right?
So I mean,
and Halach is aware of the idea of sarcasm.
Well,
Though the first words out of his mouth were,
"That's a great letter."
On paper, if you, without the tone, on paper it sounds like a hakama. That's a great ned there, right? But in the context, if you take the tone and if you take the whole statement together, it's clear that he's being sarcastic.
Yeah, except that, I mean, to argue maybe an odd position, in the context of a belief system that puts a tremendous amount of weight on words.
Right.
You would say sarcasm doesn't work. You said...
Well, I don't know. In other words...
You asked about the formula. It actually... I mean, if there's a formula... Like, you can't just say, you know, a bracha and have it count or whatever. Certain things we have the actual formulas for in halacha that actually have to be said a certain way for it to count. And then, you know, you said it, you said
on,
it. You
on a rabbinic level, certainly. Yeah.
And, you know, right, yeah. But those things you actually have to say it in a particular way. If you want to say here that there's no formula and it's really about intent, then the question sort of falls aside because you only find out what his intent was. What did you ask him? What did you mean by that? I meant, I wanted to be. Then I meant Hakama. Then it's Hakama. I didn't want to be Hakama.
Well,
Hakama.
Yes and no. In other words, even if we say that it goes according to intent, even if there's no set formula, but it goes according to intent, is it intent? Do we go, we ask him, say, well, what did you mean by that? Or is it intent as how would this statement be conventionally interpreted?
But that's not intent.
Well, it is. It's how is the intent interpreted?
But it's subjective, no?
I don't know. In other words, I think that you...
Once it's not subjective, then...
Right.
They're reading too much of this halachic mind thing, but once it's not subjective, then there's a formula.
Okay. I mean, but there's also... And language exists within a kind of operative culture. And words have meaning, and tone has meaning, and... But a statement like this, which is a stira mine uve, kayem umufar lechi, what does that mean?
I'm saying,
Did you put?
But that's the thing. I mean, if it's a self-contradictory statement, then we would just assume it's pasula, the two tukim in the envelope.
Unless you want to say that since the first word out of his mouth was kayem.
But that means your formula, in which case the whole thing of intent is irrelevant.
So precisely. So this is the two possibilities. Either we go again. It's related to the previous Gemara. It's related to the machlokas we saw, Sotomayor versus Kagan.
Right. How is this different than the last time?
No, so it's similar, except so, here it's the previous one is he clearly indicates that the first phrase that came out of his mouth was a slip. And by adding on this kind of convoluted, in other words, by saying, lo techol zu ela im kein chala zu, right? So that's an indication of like what his he tries to touch it up by explaining what his real intent is. Here, there's no slip of the tongue. Here, there's no attempt to go, ah! Like, what is ah? Ah is that we're erasing. Strike that from the record.
But I could see asking the same question here as last time. So, if he says, kayam mufar, so is the mufar going on the kayam and then nothing's happened to the nadir, it's still in existence until he does something else? Or is it the mufar on the nadir itself?
No, and as it sounds like your nadir is established and your nadir is vetoed. Which so the Gemara says, so boy Rabba, kaim umufar lechi bevatachat mahu. What is the halacha? It's a toshma. To Omar Rabba, kol davar she'eno beze achar ze, afilu bevatachat eno. Eno kayam, eno takef. It doesn't exist. So anything that can't be done sequentially can't be done simultaneously. What does that mean? So again, look at the Rashi. Rashi gives an example from Hektish. Kigon she'im kara la'asiri asiri v'chazar v'kara la'achatesre asiri eino kadosh. The k'vakarat roe edro, right? The sheep are passing through from Maaseh Behema. Right, so he has to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and he counts the 10th one is Kodesh. And then if he counts the 11th one, number 10, in addition, Eino.
But which is that? Even the 11th is not, or the 10th also is not?
V'af bevat achat she'im kara l'shneihem asiri stam Ein ho echad asar kadosh. Hachinami kevan de eno beze achar ze, sheim amar la achshav kayem lechi, veha omar, ula achar sha omar mufar lechi, ein bafarto klub. If he says kayem lechi, and then later in the day he says mufar lechi, the mufar lechi is irrelevant. But if it's bevat achat, if it's done simultaneously, right? Ein ba'afarato klum. Bevatachat nami ki amar kayebu mufar lechi ein ba'oto hafara klum afal gav de bevatachat ka amar kayebu mufar lechi.
In other words, what we're saying is just like the 11th sheep, whatever it was, doesn't have any status because he had already set aside the 10th, but here the mufar doesn't have any status because he had already said.
No, so it's like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamakadesh shtei nashim kachat." Crazy wedding. You go to a wedding, and there's one chassid and two brides. Now, I mean, we're aware that mikar adin, the Torah allows polygamy, but you never imagine him marrying two. Like, how to convince the two? Even the Mormons don't do this, right? You have to make a separate wedding for each one. But Mikar Adin, a man could be, I mean, forget the Tekanas to Ben Gershom, and forget, you know, any kind of recipe for happy marriages, he could simultaneously be Makadesh two women. He has a ring in each hand, he simultaneously puts them on the fingers of two different girls, and he says, "Hare aten mikudashot li b'tabaot elu k'dat Moshe v'Yisrael."
Okay.
Mikudashot. So what if he, mikar adin, let's not talk about you gentlemen, another fellow's happily married. He's so happily married, he figures, I'll get another wife, I'll be twice as happy. And he goes and he meets a woman, he has a demon, he gives her a ring. So forget the Kanas Rabbeinu Gershom, which says you shouldn't do this, it's also Durabonon to do this. What is the status of the second woman?
She's his wife.
She's Mekudeshet.
But the only way you could have that be parallel in this situation is if you wrote him two pieces of paper, didn't show anybody, and handed the two pieces of paper. One said Kaim and one said Mufar.
No, so in other words, what does simultaneous mean? Bevat achat means Kaim and Mufar lechi is the equivalent of saying them Bevat achat.
In this case, you could do it though. In Naram Urasa, he makes a neder, the father and the husband, he once says Kaim and once says Mufar. Simultaneously, that could happen.
No, but there it's different because they need both to either be Mekayim or both to.
But both have to be both.
In other words, either if neither of them do anything, if the husband is Kayim and the father says nothing, so then it's Kayim. If the father says Kayim and the husband says Mufar or vice versa, so you need two signatures on that check, remember. Mm-hmm. But. So here, if you're happily married, and you are so in love with your wife, you figure the only thing better than being married to your wife is to be married to her sister also. So you go to your sister-in-law, and you put a ring on her finger with Adam, and you say, Hayat Mekudeshet Li, what happened?
No.
It's like trying to be Mekadesh. Because the halakha does not right? So she is not mikudeshet to you, right? It's an invalid maaseh kedushin, right? It can't work.
But if you went to both of them at the same time,
but what if you go simultaneously? So hamikadesh the Shulchan Aruch says, "Is evena ezer simin mem aleph hamikadesh shtei nashim kachat shasur li sa shteihem mishum erva." You can't be simultaneously married to both of them. Einan mikudashot.
They cancel each other out.
Right? Ketzad kegon shekidesh isha uvita. O shtei achayot kachat. You simultaneously are mekadesh a woman and her daughter. Right? Imagine that. Like you're married to your own mother-in-law. Or you simultaneously mekadesh two sisters. Shamar hare shtechen mekudashot li. Einan mekudashot, ve'ein shum achat mehem tzricha get. Right? We don't say that, well, one of them...
It invalidated the whole kedusha, by doing this.
Right. And we don't say, well, one of them is... But what could you... You could have said, one of them is his wife.
We don't know which one.
We don't know which one, so they both need a get from Suffolk. You could imagine a scenario where the halacha would have said that. No! They're both... It was a posel maaseh kedusha for both of them. This is Hemshech, but it's Kigon Sha'amar La'av. Achat mibnotayach mikudeshet li. V'kabel ha'av ha'kidushin. Right? But we don't know which one. So that's something else. But so in our case, so ain't kol. Anything which can't be done simultaneously, sequentially, can't be done simultaneously. So just like you can't be simultaneously Mekadesh, a girl and her mother, or two sisters, you can't simultaneously be Mekayem Umefer. And therefore, Kayem Umufar Lechi, the Lechi indicates that Kayem Umufar are within parentheses. It's one, like you're talking like mathematical language. It's one unit. Right? And you can't simultaneously be Mekayem and Mefer and Neder, and therefore it's neither this nor that.
Again, it's only because...
No, not because you can't simultaneously, because you can't sequentially.
Because you can't sequentially.
Because you can't sequentially, right. That's why... Not because you can't simultaneously, you can't...
Right, sequentially.
But, so, could you go back...
Although, it's a little different, because... Oh, I see, you're saying that the second one doesn't count, the same way the second...
Well, what...
He can't be Mekayim after he's Mefer, and he can't be Mefer after he's Mekayim, right? So to try to do it simultaneously means that neither...
Except that... in the
if he was Mekadesh Rachel, and then later in the day tried to Mekadesh Leah.
Right, except that this is bothering me, because in the sequential thing, the first one is Tophet.
The first one is
Tophet, whether it's the marriage or the Hakama. In the simultaneous, we say neither is the face. So why? How do we learn from this? How are we learning? How is the example given of the marriage in the Shulchan Aruch compared to the situation where they're saying that this, if it can't be done sequentially, then it can't be done simultaneously? Because we said it should be. I mean, it's not clear. And it was
because of the parentheses.
But which is it? Is it? I can understand from that either one. Either that means that the first one is the face, just like the first wedding would be the face, but the second wouldn't. Or I could say, you're saying you're supposed to be doing this simultaneously, so therefore nothing counts, just like in a wedding, simultaneously doesn't count. We don't, but if they're not the same.
But it would have been different if he hadn't said Lechi.
No, but say, no, that's
if he had
that's
said
clear.
Kayim Lechi.
That's clear. But
if he had just said Kayim Mufa, then Kayim could be established as Kayim.
But
because of this Lechi.
But what's the wedding thing, you have two different cases. You have two different outcomes.
Right.
If it's sequentially, the first one counts, the second one doesn't. Simultaneously, neither counts. How does that reflect back into our Gemara?
Say that again?
In the case of the wedding, we said if it's sequentially, this first one counts. He marries the woman and then he wants to marry the sister, the first one totally counts, the second one is not.
The second one is right.
But if you do it simultaneously, then neither count. But here, is that, which one is it? Are we saying that therefore sequentially we say the first one counts?
No, he wants to do two things at once. But those two things are a tarta de sastra. You can't have both of them.
Okay. And
right?
Therefore,
that's the whole question, is whether when he says kayim the mufar,
right,
whether that is sequential.
So do we say?
No, I understand that. I understand that, but I don't understand this klal. The klal of kol davar sheinu b'zerach hazeh afilu b'tachadim. How do we connect the two? They're two different things. Simultaneous and sequential are not the same. They're two different dinim. So what's the issue of the... What are we learning from this klal of saying anything that can't be done sequentially can't be done simultaneously? What's the connection? Simultaneous and sequential have two different outcomes. Sequentially, you pick the first. Simultaneously, you don't pick either.
Because normally, these are things that are not done simultaneously.
Right.
You're the father, you're the husband, you have the right to either be Mekayim or to be Mefir. Right? But not both. Right. You want to try to pull a fast one. And you figure if you shtup both of them in simultaneously, you know that whatever comes out of your mouth first, that's the one that's set in stone. But you figure, look, it's unclear like what the father or the husband thinks they're achieving. But unless, I don't know, maybe you could say he thinks that if he does this, it buys him time. And the next day, right, it's a few minutes until Shkia, so the bell is going to ring and he's going to lose his rights. So if he puts down a marker on both Kayim u'Mufar Lechi, he doesn't have time to think through the consequences of this neder. Is this good for him or bad for him? So the next day, when they say, "Well, you didn't take action yesterday," he said, "I did take action.
I was
Mekayim." So I'm just hypothesizing what.
No, I understand, and that you're saying the bottom line is nothing. It's like two envelopes, two p'takim in the envelope here, right?
Right.
The same way the wedding. What I'm wondering is why did this sentence by Rava tell us anything? And all I had to say was that, I mean, we didn't have to learn anything from being sequential. I don't understand why we learned anything from the sequential case that it compares it to. If it just said
he's trying to do two things. You can't do these two things. It's oze oze. So just like they can't be done sequentially, you can't be Mekayim and Mefer sequentially, you can't do them simultaneously. And when you try to do them simultaneously, neither counts.
But you can.
Even though sequentially you could marry Rachel, which then precludes marrying Leah, right? That's the definition of marriage. Right. What? How do you know that's the definition of marriage? If you were asked today to compose the Jewish wedding ceremony, so like we might think of the idea of Sheva Brachot. It's nice. development of different ideas and multiple brachot, and you get to invite up all the uncles and all the rabbis and whoever it is that you want. You might come up with the idea of a ketubah to solidify the obligations and etc. You might come up with the idea of smashing the glass. You might come up with the idea of the symbolism of the chuppah. You probably wouldn't come up with the birkat erusin. What do we say? It is for such a romantic and special moment, it is a strange bracha. V'asar lanu al ha'arayot. First of all, normally a bracha, as you say, asher k'deshanu b'mitzvah sov, and here's what, like bo'a mezuzah, laniach tefillin, leishe basukah, whatever it is, l'kadesh isha, right? You might have thought. Right? Live note, buy it, Neman be Israel, if you want to get poetic. What's the bracha? Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah, v'asar lanu al ha'arayot. You forbade all types of forbidden sexual relations. What are forbidden sexual relations? We're about to create a permitted sexual relation here. No. But when you're creating this permitted, you're marrying Rachel. When you build this relationship with Rachel, which now allows... It's simultaneous. Allows. Sitting there in the audience in her bridesmaid dress is Leah. Or her mother. Or
whoever.
Her daughter from her first marriage. Or whatever it is. And just as at the moment of Kiddushin, there's a relationship which is a halachic relationship which is formed between husband and wife, there's also a halachic relationship that's formed between husband and sister-in-law, between husband and mother-in-law, between husband and stepdaughter. Right? That these arayot are generated. Right? A moment ago you had no connection to them. If they would have done the old switcheroo and switched Rachel with Leah under the chuppah, you'd be married to Leah instead. Right? But the moment you're Mekadesh Rachel, or Leah, the moment you're Mekadesh Leah, Rachel suddenly becomes Aser. Unless, of course, you're Yaakov Avinu, and that's a different story. But, wait, so how did I get off on that?
I was waiting for
trying
to
deal with simultaneous...
Basically, you're saying that the Rebbe says that in this particular case, Rebbe is saying, because it was said simultaneously, it's as if I can't tell which is first. I really have no way of knowing. It's as if
no,
it was
neither is. In other words, we look at. You know, that's what the Gemara said earlier. That's what the Gemara said earlier. That since unlike a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we can't do Shama v'Zachar b'Dibur Echad. We look at Kayim u'Mufar Lechi as it, halachically, as if right. He stuck two Takim into the envelope.
Right.
That cancel each other out, and therefore neither counts.
Right. That was in the previous one.
That was the previous, but the logic
here.
Applies here.
So it doesn't matter if you said actually that, but if you said move over the kayam, it would yeah, still yeah, make yeah. It. It's as if there's no way of telling it apart. That's the
right. But again, not because we can't understand the words coming out of his mouth, or because his intent was unclear, which may have been the case. I mean, his intent was unclear, and then in his attempt to clear it up, right? Here, the intent is clear; it just doesn't make any. It has no halachic validity.
It's literally about the fact.
Right.
You say the intent is clear because of the use of the word lechi after the two words.
Yeah, he's trying to do both. He's trying to do.
But you don't really know that. The intent could have been,
you don't. I mean,
he said one word; he meant the other.
In a chinami, but that doesn't seem to be the indication. The previous sugya is by tacking on this whole convoluted thing at the end, right? At the Omer Rabba called
Avash. I require pretty fast thinking though in the first sugya.
Okay. The next case, Boy Rabba Kayem Lechi Hayom Mahu. What could possibly be wrong with saying Kayem Lechi Hayom?
It is tomorrow. We won't. It's only for today.
Right, only for today. You can't have a condition. It's either he has very limited rights. And he has, I guess from the woman's perspective, the husband and the father have
a lot of rights.
But his rights are very clearly delineated. Right? The idea that he can be Mekayim for a day. So what is that? How do we look at that?
Mekayim. You have to look at the whole neder.
What?
You have to look at the whole neder. If the woman said, I make a neder not to eat chocolate today.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's the one that can limit the
time. Seder, she can make it. She can set a time limit. She can set the time limit on her neder.
Right.
But
once she's made the neder without any time limit, he can
either ratify it or veto it. But he can't change it. He can't modify it. So when he says kayem lechi hayom, kayem, unless she makes, look, that's a different case. If she makes a one day neder, today I will not eat chocolate. Right? So if he says kayem lechi hayom, so then presumably there's no problem because it's only a one day neder. But if she makes a regular neder and he says kayem lechi hayom, mahu. Mi amrinan kamanda amar la mufa lechi lemachar. If he says to her, she makes a neder, and he says, it's mufar starting tomorrow, what would be that case? What would you think about that?
Well, you what is it different night? Than saying it's only good for today?
Well, in other words, it's only good for today. We're trying to figure out if that has any validity or not.
You could say he has the tomorrow. Might, you could say maybe it's like a delayed hafara. I have a delay, so like as soon as you can still eat, you know, you can, I don't know, you have to think of a reverse thing, right? You can still refrain from eating chocolate today,
right?
But as soon as the,
why would it be obvious that to say kayim, why would it be obvious to say mufar lechi lemachar is invalid?
Invalid.
Because once it's been kayim, he needs a process in order to have it.
Because his rights exist only today. He can either be meferit today, he can be mekayim today, he can do nothing and cause a de facto kayim, ki hakama. But if he does nothing today,
that's all.
Then
it's kayim.
Then it's kayim. Just like he can't say, "I'll get back to you tomorrow," and make his decision tomorrow, because if the day passes, if the Yom Shamo passes, then it's a hakama. Right? So saying mufar lechi lemachar is tantamount to saying, but today there's a hakama. If there's a hakama today, then there's a hakama. Rashi says, hayom mahu, mi amri nan kevan de omar hayom keman de omar hayom yehe mikuyam. Aval lemachar yehe mufar, v'have mufar.
We could slice it down even further. She makes a neder 6 o'clock in the morning. And he says, being made for the neder starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Would that work?
Say again?
She makes her neder at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And at 6:30 he says, I'm being made for the neder, but it's taking effect at 3 o'clock this afternoon, all in the same day.
No. Right, so in other words, do we say Kemanda Omar Mufar Lechi Lemachar Odilma Ha Lo Amarla? Or is it like he didn't say anything at all and therefore it's the default Kayam? Im Timtsalomar Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. Im Timtsalomar Halo Amala.
What are the two options? I'm confused again. The two options are either it's...
Either it's... Kamanda Omer La Mufar Lechi Lemachar.
Which is nothing?
Or maybe, since he didn't say to her that it's...
Either way, it's something. I mean, I understand what the difference is between the two.
Kayim lechayom, mahu. Mi amrinan, kemanda omar lamufar lechi lamachar. Odilma... I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Either when he says kayim lechi hayom, it means today it's kayam and tomorrow it's mufar. Because kayim lechi hayom implies what?
Well,
about tomorrow.
That it's not.
But as you take it literally, that he says today it's Kayam and tomorrow it's... No. And we imply therefore that tomorrow it's not. Or...
Well, God, that was just...
The whole thing doesn't make any sense and it's not a valid statement. And therefore... There's a possibility that's what... Yeah, that's what he
meant.
Right.
There's a possibility.
Right. Or, since he's got one... In other words, he can put... In other words, you know, like on the petek, you know, like when you go into the kalpi, you have to choose one, mm-hmm. right? So imagine we lived in a two-party system, and we didn't have the chaos that we have, and it was all straight and clear like in America. It's a two-party system, and it works real good. Ha ha ha! That's a demonstration of what we mean by halacha understanding sarcasm.
Yes.
So you go in. So there's two ptakim. One says Bibi, one says Buji. And then there's some blank papers. And those blank papers are there in case they run out of all of the Bibis. So on a blank paper you can write Benjamin Netanyahu, you can write Bibi. This is the Bagatz said, anything that's a clear indication of who your choice is counts as a valid vote. So if you write BB, it counts for Likud. If you write Netanyahu, it counts for Likud. Right? If you write Machal, it counts for Likud. If you write Likud, it counts for Likud. Right? As long as there's clear intent. What happens if you go in and you write anybody who's not BB? Is that a valid vote? In a two-party system, would you assume that means he means to vote for Bougie?
Yeah, I would.
No Petek Lavan.
What?
There's no Petek Lavan. There's no abstaining. I mean, you know, you say you have to vote for one of the two?
No, this is what the person does.
No, you're saying a two-party
That's system. What the Petek Lavan is for.
Petek Lavan is mean.
No, a petek levan is meaningless.
But
the reason that they have
petek levan don't write anything on it, it's meaningless.
Right.
So I'm wondering, can you, in principle, in this hypothetical scenario where a two-party system, even there's no abstaining, there's no petek levan, I mean, could someone say, oh, well, the person really meant that maybe they just meant to put a petek levan, in which case it's actually not...
Well, in other words, either kol misha eno bb is the equivalent of a petek levan, it's the equivalent of an invalid vote. If somebody just scribbles an X... Right, it's an invalid vote. It gets thrown out. If somebody writes BB, it goes for Likud. If somebody writes Bougie, it goes for Labor. But what if somebody writes Kol Mi She'eino BB? So in a two-party system, imagine there are only two parties.
How about this? In the year February 2001.
Yeah.
Barak and Sharon. Those are the only two candidates. You could say I don't want.
Right. So it did happen once where there was a two.
What?
Oh, twice. It happened twice. Right. Pseudo, okay.
Three.
Right. So do we say no? There needs to be an affirmative indicator of who your candidate is. Right. So if you write Kol Mishen Obibi, that does not count for the other candidate. So here when he says. Does there need to be an affirmative declaration of hakama for today, or hafara for today, or do we say that the indication for if he says that it's mufar lechi lemachar. Would mean no. Kayim lechi hayom implies mufar for machar, right? Or do you need an affirmative statement about the other? So kayim lechi amahu mi amrin and kamando amar lo mufar lechi lemachar o dilma. It's like he said nothing and therefore the neder goes in.
So the first scenario is that it is considered.
That's what it sounds like. So imtim salomar halo amarla. If you want to say that it's like he didn't say anything at all, that this is an invalid statement, it's a petek lavan, and therefore the neder goes into effect. So omar lo mufar lechi lemachar mahu. So what happens, Taka, when he says mufar lechi lemachar?
Apparently it's
awesome. Right. So miyamrinan lemachar lo matzimefer. In other words, if he says mufar lechi lemachar, do we say, what are the two possibilities? That it's a hafara, or that he has put in a petek lavan, he's made an invalid statement. Because his right to an up or down vote is today.
That's a weird question, because it makes the question in the end of the previous stuff a little bit strange, because saying, is it like nothing or is it like nothing?
No, in other words, is it like this or is it like that? So the Havamina is Mufa Lechi Lemachar works.
Right.
So now the Gemara is saying, wait a second, does that...
But that, the Gemara is going to put the Havamina there in the first place.
Say that, but the Gemara can ask a question on a Havamina.
The Gemara can ask a question on Havamina, but it's nothing to do with whether or not you hold by the idea of Lomar Lachum. You're just asking what the Havamina Machar.
That's what it means when it says Mi Amrinan. Who says that Mufa Lechi Lemachar would be a valid statement?
No,
Imtim Tzalomar Halo Amarla. He didn't say anything. So Amarla Mufar Lechi Lemachar Mahu. So Taka, if he says Mufar Lechi Lemachar, what's the halacha? So Mi Amrinan Lemachar Lo Matzei Mefer. Because by saying Mufar Lechi Lemachar, it's like an Escher painting, right? Mufar Lechi Lemachar means that tomorrow you can't do anything, because Mufar Lechi Lemachar means today, mañana. Manana means nothing. You said nothing about this neder. You cast a petek lavan. And therefore, what happens today? De facto, the neder becomes...
At the end of the day.
Mukam, at the end of the day. And tomorrow, when he sees her not eating chocolate, or whatever it was, he says, how can you be not eating chocolate? So she said, well, I took a neder. And he says, I was mefer that neder. So she says, no, you weren't, because yesterday you made a statement about tomorrow, which is today, but you had to cast your ballot yesterday. You can't show up after the ballot box closes and say, like all those people in Florida in 2000, another three people would have gone to the polls, history would have been different, right? They wouldn't have left their hanging chads. So lo mishane. You got to be in it to win it. If I would have bought that lottery ticket, I'm sure I would have had the right numbers. Right? So, Mufar Lechi Lemachar means klum. So, machar, de facto, it had been already mukam the day before, and today is you've lost your chance. Dehakaima lenedra ayom. Because today, the day she made the neder, it default went into effect. O dilma, or maybe it's the opposite. Kevan delo amar la kayem lechi hayom. Since he doesn't say to her kayem lechi hayom, ki ka'amar la mufar lechi lemachar mehayom ka'amar. Mufar lechi lehayom lemachar means what? Because mufar lechi lemachar might be an invalid statement.
Right.
Right? Because it sounds like you're deferring your decision till tomorrow. Right?
It could be valid because it's true.
Or what does it mean?
It means you're Mufar also now.
I'm also Mufar now. I'm Mufar now. I'm Mufar tomorrow. I'm Mufar next year. The whole thing is.
It's like the comedian who said, I used to do drugs. Still do drugs, but I also used to do drugs. So, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily.
Right. Well, it's like the guy, you know, like, quitting smoking is easy. I quit every day. Right. So if you want to say that he was Mekayim the Neder today, that is, if you want to say Mufar Lechi Lemachar means today it's in effect, but tomorrow it's not in effect, an idea that we have not been open to considering, Miu Omar Lamai. No, I'm sorry. Im Timtzu Lomar, you have to understand that after 9 o'clock, my eyes don't work anymore. Which is why I can never stay on the same one. Im Timtzu Lomar Afilu Hochi. Kevan Tkaimo Hayom, Lemachar Kaman De Ite Dame. So if he was making it today by saying Mufalechi Lemachar means today it's in effect, if that's what you want to think it means. So on the next day, you're stuck. Because if it was in effect yesterday, so then it's in effect today. So saying Mufalechi Lemachar
doesn't help you.
No.
It's not true because there is an in between status. She says, I'm not going to eat chocolate. Until he says anything until the end of the day, the neder is valid. And the regish is true. For today, it does count. He can cancel it. So there is a thing. It's not like the same as saying,
There's not, because in other words, he still has to get his vote in before the end of Hayom.
No, I agree. But I'm saying there is a difference between a permanent hakama and a status quo hakama for that day, which is still has the possibility of...
No, but that's not a status quo hakama. That's a kind of...
It's a status quo in the sense that if she says it until the end of the day, she still can't eat chocolate.
Right.
She still is in a situation where that neder counts. So if you're saying it counts today, that's true up until now. It doesn't mean, he still hasn't done anything because he could still has the right to...
No, but there's also the possibility that Kayim, that Mufar Lechi Lemachar is tantamount to saying...
It's also about...
Kayim Lechi. Mm-hmm. Right?
For sure.
So, which is, kind of counterintuitive. Mufalechi Lemachar sounds like it's a veto, but in fact it could be a hakama.
Well, it isn't necessarily counterintuitive because it just could be an invalid thing to say.
Omar la kayem lechi sha'a mahu. If he says...
That was your question.
Right, that is closer to your question. Mm-hmm. Kayem lechi sha'a.
Same thing, that's the same thing as saying that it's only valid for one day. What's the difference between that and 1 hour?
Because the day has.
You can say it's good. She made an edit to only chocolate. Fine. You can have your netter for another hour, and then I'm going to cancel it. That would actually technically work, right? Because you can.
No, but then you'd have to make another act of canceling it an hour later.
I'm saying that in effect, if you're talking about intent, if he says your netter is good for an hour, and then I'm going to and it's only good for an hour because now I'm going to cancel it. That's true. The intent would at least seem to be the case that I'm going to cancel it now, in which case...
Right, and so do we look at it like that, or do we look at it like this is casting a ballot? A guy walks into the polling place, right? A guy walks into the polling place, and he's wearing a BB t-shirt. And you're not allowed to poll at the polling place, but you're allowed to express your opinion. You're standing online... waiting, to go do that kind of, it looks like, it looks like the Soviet Union, 1932. You go behind the park.
No hanging chance.
No hanging chance, that's true. So you go, and you're wearing a BB t-shirt, and you have those stickerim all over you, right? And you're wearing a Likud hat, and you're talking to everybody about how it's absolute treason not to vote for Bibi, and not to vote for Likud, and you're on the list. You're number 17 on the list, right? What do we think his intention is?
To rather?
To vote for Machal.
We assume. In the end of the day, it's not.
Seder. And then, as he's waiting to get up and give his Tudat Zehut to the Va'ada, he gets a very important phone call. And he steps out of line to go take the phone call. And by the time he's done, the polling place is closed. says, come on, I was waiting online. Everybody knows what my vote was going to be. Don't you think they should just rack up one more vote for the side that it was obvious that he was for? Or do we say no? You get one at bat. And you, right, it doesn't matter what you, you know, to say, Kayem Lechi Lesha. Right? So we don't say, no. It means that he's deferring his action for 1 hour. But he's letting you know that in 1 hour, when he's actually standing there to put the petek into the envelope, he's going to say, Mufar. So either we say, Kayem Lechi Lesha is an invalid statement, or we say, it's a declaration of hafara, right? But what do we normally do? I mean, the metaphor I've been using about the elections is obviously each has its own set of rules. But this guy, this Likudnik, he didn't vote, right? Revealing his intention doesn't count. You get one at bat. Right? So either Kayem Lechi Lesha is tantamount to saying Mufar, or it's a completely invalid statement. Right? Because all of your Hafkanav, who you're going to vote for and what your opinion is, only matters if it's registered in an envelope put into the ballot box. Right? So to say Kayem Lechi Lesha, Mufar Lechi Lemachar, etc., etc., doesn't matter. They ask him. They give him a piece of paper. I mean, it's a theoretical piece of paper. And there's two boxes, and he has to check off Mufar or Kaye. And that's what he gets to do. And all these other statements,